Or breakfast.
Now, I don't know whether to call you Mildred, call you Madam, or call you Group Captain Carol Vorderman.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
All those things.
How are you? Okay.
I'm very well, thank you. Yes. Good. Yes, good day today.
Obviously, until I came to RAF Cosford today, to the air show, did I even realise that you were so devoted to air cadetting and also probably wanted to be an air cadet yourself once.
Yes, I did, except they didn't take girls when I was young, so I'm that old. Yes, I wanted to be an RAF pilot. That's all I ever wanted to be. So I'm not exactly an RAF pilot now, but I am a pilot and I have an honorary position.
Fly with the Red Arrows, maybe? So,
yeah, well, I've been up in a Red Arrow, I have to say, once, which was hilarious, quite a few years ago now, but yeah, it's wonderful.
But your daughter is, I think, probably picking up the interest, isn't she?
Yes, she's been in her... She's at Cambridge. So she's at the University Air Squadron. She's just finished 4 years there. Yeah, so she flies as well. Yeah.
And group captain?
That is an honorary group captain position as ambassador for the Air Cadets.
First female ambassador.
Yes, that's correct.
Now that'll go on your CV now, Carol,
yes,
won't
well,
it?
I'm very proud of it. But both of my children were cadets. Katie was a Navy cadet. But then she joined Air Squadron, so I sort of know it as a mother as well. And, you know, it's a wonderful organisation, it's just wonderful, and we have tens of thousands of air cadets. I think, I'm trying to work it out, and the age group that we populate, if you like, it's about one in 100 children join air cadets. Very and nice. it's maybe slightly less than that, but it's around about that amount. And you know, they love it. They absolutely love it because they're given all these incredible things to do, a whole huge variety of things. They love wearing the uniform. They love the discipline of it. Such polite, helpful and alive young people. You know, their eyes sparkle and it's just wonderful. I love spending time with them.
And I think also...
We have a great time.
Well, it's lovely, but I think also the fact you can be the role model, but at the same time, presumably you could probably encourage young women...
Yes.
Into an engineering career
absolutely.
In the Air Force.
Yes, well, that's my degree. My master's was in engineering at Cambridge, and Katie didn't do engineering, she did physics. So,
but it's interesting, I mean, you know, where did that sort of encouragement to go, that sort of route, and also...
I always loved maths and physics at school.
Well, we know about your maths ability,
yeah,
don't we?
Yeah, we know about my maths, yeah. And I went to a comprehensive school in Rhyl, in North Wales, and... it's just something I always wanted to do, and I always wanted to be an RAF pilot, but they wouldn't take girls, you know, when I knocked on the Air Squadron door at university. That's just the way it was, you know, not knocking it. It was how it was, but I'm glad it's changed. And it's just great, and I love flying. I mean, I absolutely love it now. Yeah, I've been doing it for 2 years now. Yeah.
Now, the Mildred bit.
That's why I had to give up my job, because I'm so obsessed.
Obsessed?
Obsessed.
Carol Vorderman's obsessed. Now, look, Mildred.
Yes,
Mildred. Let's talk about the Mildred bit, because this is probably even more of a challenge than being a group captain ambassador for the RAF cadet.
So out just the other side of the fence, I've got my twin-engine plane, a new plane, and I've called her Mildred after my heroine, who was an English woman called Mildred Bruce. And everybody's got to Google her. And she was born
in... Was she the first solo flyer around the world?
Yes, she was. She was in 1895, she was born. And... when she was 15, she got the first speeding fine for a woman in Britain, and then she went on to become a world champion racing car driver in the, you know, the classic Bentleys, Bentley boys, all of that era in the 20s. Then Amy Johnson flew to Australia, and I think Mildred got a bit miffed by that, so she decided that flying was her thing. And she was fearless, absolutely fearless. And so she bought a tiny biplane with an open cockpit. Tiny.
That's absolutely terrifying.
Tiny. She didn't never been in a plane before in her life. Took 6 days of lessons. Did her first solo circuit. And then she decided she was going to fly around the world solo, which she started off 4 weeks after that. She'd only had the plane 6 weeks. She'd only been flying for 6 weeks. She'd never flown by herself in an aircraft more than 3 miles away from an airfield before she took off. She flew over Europe. She flew over the Middle East. She crashed a couple of times. Flew over India, Pakistan, India, Burma, down through, eventually through parts of China, through Korea, to Japan, but because her plane was so small, she could never traverse the oceans in it, and she couldn't take ice, so she couldn't go too far north. So she had to put it on a boat to get to Vancouver from Japan. So she and then again she
flew. What about refueling though, for example?
Well, she just stopped. She just kept stopping. But she got to the Empire State Building and buzzed it so many times they arrested her when she landed, and put on another boat, got to France, and flew back in with Amy Johnson in formation, and another lady flyer at the time, Winifred Spooner. And so she, only one person, it was a German baron, had flown around the world solo before, which was in 1929. But he, again, couldn't do the oceans because his plane wasn't big enough. And so Mildred became the first woman, but not the oceans. So what I'm going to do next year is become the ninth woman ever to solo, because she did it in 1931. It was only in 1964. Mm. So all those years later that a woman actually did the whole journey solo. Sure. So only eight women have ever done it. I'm going to be the ninth next year, and I'm going to follow her route, but I'm going to close the journey for her. So I'm going to do the oceans as well.
What are you flying?
Mildred outside.
Mildred, what is it again?
It's a Diamond DA-42.
Does it have to be a particular type of aircraft to do this sort of solo flying?
Well, you have to have a certain range, obviously, because you do have to fly... certain legs are quite long between airfields, yeah.
And presumably also international licenses for doing...
And all of that, yes. Yes. The logistics, honestly,
the admin.
You've
got to have a couple of typhoon jets or escort you.
The admin's far more difficult than the flying, yeah. Yes.
It's a hell of a challenge for you, isn't it? Just
it is, but, you know, now I'm in semi-retirement. You've got to keep me off the streets somehow.
Come on. Semi-retirement, when?
Yes. Well, you know.
We want to get you back in one piece, and then you can
lost me to flying now. I've got I'm doing some documentaries for BBC about flying and so on. So I'm quite happy. I'm very happy. Very happy.
And as far as the RAF cadets movement is concerned, I mean, what do you want to put into that to get something out of it, but also put something in?
Next year is the cadets' 75th anniversary. So when I do the Global Solo, I'm sort of doing it with and for them as well. So when I land in certain countries, we have cadets. Because the Air Cadets is a unique organisation in the world. There isn't another Air Force that has Air Cadets. Yeah. And we have, you know, if you add all of the cadets and the volunteers together, it's twice the size of the RAF. It's huge. It's absolutely huge. And they're so lovely. So, so they're going to follow me on flight simulators. I'll stop off in various countries and meet a lot more of them. And, it's very exciting.
RAF Cosford Air Show, what have you enjoyed about being here today, apart from seeing, obviously, the cadets?
Well, I've seen lots and lots of cadets. I think I've done about 800 selfies and landing earlier. And I saw the Arrows, I saw the Typhoon and the Vulcan. So they're just stunning, just absolutely stunning, all of them. Yeah.
The Vulcan is it's such an elegant plane, isn't it? Even at speed, it cruises.
It looks slow, doesn't it? Even at speed, it looks slow. Yeah.
Fantastic. Can I wish you all the very best for your solo flight? No doubt we shall hear about it before it happens, but you're looking to start. Yeah. When would you actually aim to start?
Hopefully May and land in July.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
That's lovely. Thank you.